Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, I'm so glad to be back on the podcast today as we think about this idea that God is not stingy. I don't think we intend to live this way, but I think often what ends up happening is we think that maybe, just maybe, God's not going to provide what we need, when we need it, how we need it. Now think about this. In all of our lives, there are things that are stressing us out. There are some things that we express that other people know about. Honestly, there's a lot of things that we carry with us. Unknown circumstances, relational strain, big projects going on, overdue bills, whatever that may be, there are things that seem so big, they seem so huge. And one of the things that happens is, and again, we may not even realize we're doing this, but oftentimes when there's an unmet need in our life, that unmet need becomes the number one thing that we think about. We wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it. Whenever we're having conversations with people, it's going on in the back of our mind. We're not fully present with the people around us. We're worrying about this thing. Well, in Mark chapter 8, we see an amazing passage. Mark chapter 8, there are about 4,000 people gathered to listen to Jesus teach. And when Jesus finished teaching, he says to his disciples, we need to feed them. We don't want to send them away hungry. We need to feed them because they've been with us for 3 days. Now, the disciples basically wig out. They basically say, Jesus, how are we going to do that? We don't have any food. There's no Uber Eats. There's no, no Chick-fil-A. What are we going to do? So Jesus asked them, and he says, well, how much bread do you have? Their response is, well, we've got 7 loaves of bread. And so if you remember the story, Jesus has all the people sit down, and he begins to tear the bread. And every time he tears the bread, it begins to multiply. And so in the story, the disciples become servers. So they come to Jesus, and Jesus gives them bread. They pass it out. They come back to Jesus. Jesus breaks more bread, tears more bread. And every time he does, it multiplies. And when they finished eating, the Bible says in Mark 8, verse 8, they had 7 large baskets full of leftovers. Jesus doesn't just barely meet their need. Jesus doesn't just say, hey, give me a head count and I'll hit it exactly. He gave them more than enough. And this isn't the first time the disciples saw this. In fact, earlier in the Gospel of Mark, a similar thing happens. There's actually more people there, 5,000 people, and they have 12 baskets full of leftovers. But here's what's amazing. When you fast forward down to verse 14, the disciples get into the boat with Jesus. They're going to their next preaching destination, their next ministry stop. And it says in verse 14, and they forgot to take bread with them. Think about that. They're in the boat with Jesus. They've seen Jesus perform a miracle more than once. They had 7 baskets full of leftovers, and now they're in the boat, and it says they only had one loaf with them. I just imagine the panic. I just imagine them wigging out. I thought you were going to bring the bread. No. Peter, I thought you were going to bring it. Well, Mark, you're on the bread committee. I mean, I just imagine the humanity in that moment of them wigging out. And in the middle of that moment, here's what Jesus says to them. He doesn't say, hey, here's some bread. Jesus doesn't say, let me break the one loaf that you have. Instead, he says in verse 15, watch out. He says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Now, oftentimes in scripture, the word leaven represents poison or sin. He says in the middle of this moment that they have this lack, they have this need in their life. He says, watch out, beware, don't be poisoned like the Pharisees. Well, why would he say that? Because the Pharisees look good on the outside, but man, I'm telling you, their hearts were 1,000,000 miles away from God. Now, I don't know what your bread issue is, but for them, they had this need and they didn't know what was going to happen. But I'm telling you, in every single one of our lives, there are times and seasons where we have an unmet need in our life. It doesn't seem like it's going to work out. It becomes the most dominant thing in our life, where that's the thing that we worry about, the thing that we stress out about. And it's as if we think we can meet our need, ourself, without God's help. Maybe God's not going to provide, so maybe I need to step up and do it. But Jesus is right there in the boat with them. He's right there in the boat with you. Jesus reminds them. He says, do you not remember? And listen to what he says in verse 19. When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you pick up? I don't know if they thought this was a trick question, but finally they answered 12. Right. Verse 20, and when I break the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of broken pieces did you pick up? And they said, 7. He says, do you not understand? Do you not remember? Remember that first time you had that unmet need? It seemed so huge. It seemed impossible. What happened when you brought that need to me? Oh, I had more than enough. Right. Remember when you had a second need? It was very, very similar. It was big. It was huge. It didn't seem like it was going to work out. What happened when you brought that need to me? Oh, we had more than enough. I think one of the lessons is Jesus is trying to teach them, look, it's not the bread that met your need. It was me. It's my presence. And so today, don't live this life of scarcity. Don't forget how faithful God has been. Yes, in this moment, it may not feel like he's super clear on what you want. But could it be that that unmet need is serving the purpose of driving you back to him? Because I guarantee you, in 1 year, and 5 years, and 10 years, chances are that need that seems so big today isn't going to be a blip on the radar. But the thing that will matter is your relationship with him. Man, my friend, I want to remind you today, God, he's not stingy. You can trust him today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.